Namaste, my name is Will Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak how self-improvement is running your life. And I could write books about it, how all the new standards or rules we should live for have a downside. Self-improvement can make you self-absorption. Your life becomes just you. To maximize your time, spirituality, and outcome, and skip what is not fitting. But that doesn't make you happy. If you love and serve people, your friends, and your spouse, it makes you happy and fulfilled. But that you should skip to improve your life. And relationships are the most important thing for most people. And then they read here some improvements or go to a workshop and they say, this guy's not fitting, he's not so sexual, he has a bad attitude, but even you love this guy, and even it's your child. The people that are not fitting to your goals, you should separate, even if you enjoy being together with them. Makes sense. No? You are the average of the top people with them you are together. Fine. You separate and like to be together with people who have a higher standard than yourself. For your goals, you sell your friends, your love. You become isolated and always look for better opportunities to be together with better people or people with more money. Looks like a prostitute. No? You shut out the world and even got to become more focused and your relationships are over. Who wants to be together with such an idiot? And it is prostitution. You want to suck out your new friends and value time at best. Don't waste a single moment. The outcome of normal conversation. This you see with the super successful people. They die early. And die every moment like you would die. This was from Epic founder Jobs, and he died with 48 or so. No? When it is not fitting, leave and go, don't waste your time. And the people around you think we will really retaliate for such impolite, unfriendly behavior. It is so. If the thing is boring, not interesting, then you can go for sure. And if the guy is saying the opposite what you think, then you can learn something. And if not, he pushes your button, and then you learn something also. In any case, you learn something. And in the long term, you choose wisely more your people. Or you say simply, sorry, I have to do something that's urgent for me, and I don't have time, and then you leave. This is also possible. But still be polite, no? Instead of becoming a lovable being. Again, instead to become a better version of yourself, you look that you become better than others instead of becoming a lovable human being. If you love the people, you make the better deals. You get the best out of them. But if you just focus on the outcome, the self-improving courses give you a rule book that you have to check all the boxes positively to feel happy and fulfilled. Hitler did the same for his Hitlerjugend or Hitlerjugend. This means one as can dictate when it is allowed to feel happy, because it's conditional happiness, and this never works out. If I do X, I can feel productive, happy, and fulfilled. Instead, to do the things in the here and now, in the flow, and then you feel happy. When you don't do these things or follow these rules on weekends, then you feel depressed. So you miss out on life. I can feel even happier if I don't earn 10 million per month, even if I don't care, because my focus is on God. If you go older, you realize that you are backpacking tours or hitchhiking in foreign countries and being together with totally different people, staying in an Indian ashram, climbed on trek in the Himalaya or Andes, or your deep love stories have many more positive influence in your life. Self-improving is expanding your life, trying out different things instead of isolation. Instead of chasing 1 million, what is the difference to a prostitute? The prostitute enjoys her work. That's the difference. The biggest question of any self-improvement is why I feel I'm not enough. The biggest question of any self-improvement is why I feel I'm not enough. And it's true for most successful people. For most, or I would say for almost. Even if you get all the stuff you want so that you think that you are complete, you want so that you that you don't feel complete. When you get the stuff that you want, then your ego wants more and want you already and what you already have is never enough. Money makes you more than what you are already. If you are a bad person, you get even worse. You think negatively about yourself, that you are unlovable, undeserving of success and abundance. If then we enter a time where everything runs against us and then to ask what is wrong with me, that makes everything worse. Instead of consulting yourself, accepting the situation, and see it as a challenge. The new roots of your self-improvement programs teach you that you can only be happy when you achieve your goals and makes so everything worse. You can't force anything that is not under your control. Instead, accept the situation. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.